Yeah, perfect. Okay, I'll start recording there now, Evelyn. So look, we had a, I suppose we might say a significant announcement this week in terms of a sports hub for Ballinasloe. So you might talk me through what that announcement and development was and what it means for Ballinasloe.
Thank you very much. Well, what it means is a sports hub is actually not a physical space per se. It is probably a virtual space is probably the best way to put it. And what it aims to do, it aims to become a central pillar in the local sports landscape in Ballinasloe, at least for the next 5 years. It'll serve as a hub for collaboration, development and inclusivity. And with regards to that, it provides a very exciting opportunity for local sports clubs, activities and facilities to connect under a coordinated approach. And the initiative, it aims to develop sustainable structures. So basically, it'll be starting off with an allocation of 2 days a week for a personnel member to try and coordinate some of these and map the facilities on the ground. But the ultimate aim will be that it will be sustainable after 5 years. Now, I read with great surprise, you could say amusement and delight and disbelief, that it was a new multi-million euro sports hub in the paper today. But that's not information that I've got. It's rather more modest funding than that. But the funding is secured and ring-fenced for this Ballinasloe sports hub, which is coming at a very good time, a pivotal time, I think, in Ballinasloe landscape, at least, because we are embarking on exploring possibilities around developing more activities on the Sook and developing a swim and water recreational area and a linear amenity park alongside the Sook. So it does open the possibilities of more activities getting up and going and making use of our natural resources. I have to say, if the journalist has got information about the multi-million euro hub, I would like to hear about it, but that's not the information that I've been made aware of.